It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 137 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian EXT Robichaud.
So how are you EXTing today?
EXT, well, because we keep talking about the EXT library, the extension library for Domino on OpenNTF, and it just seems like every time we look, there's some really cool new feature in there. So today, what is our feature today, Bruce?
We're talking about relational database support for XPages, Julian.
Yes, we are. And of course, we got the experts on here. So we got Phil Riand and Jim Quill. So they, those are the go-to guys for information about how this stuff works.
Yeah, and actually, you know, Jim and Phil have been on, well, Phil was on episode 136, where we talked about the REST APIs for Domino. And then both Phil and Jim were on the podcast when they announced, I believe in August 2010, the OpenNTF extension library for XPages. So without any further ado, let's listen to what both Phil and Jim have to say about this great new feature coming in Domino 8.5.3 and the extension library, shall we, Julian?
Yes, we shall.
All right. Keep it short. Keep it short.
Okay, I'm going to let these guys do their own introduction so that I don't mess up any titles or job descriptions or anything like that. First on the line, we have Jim Quill. Jim, could you introduce yourself very briefly, please?
Hi, my name is Jim Quill, and I'm a software engineer in the Domino XPages development team based here in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay, and we also have Phil Riand. Phil, I know that you've been on the show a bunch of times, even I think our last podcast you were on the podcast, but go ahead and tell everyone who you are too.
Hey, Julian. So I'm Philippe Riand. I'm the architect for Lotus App Dev and formerly the architect for XPages, which is running on top of Domino. That's me.
Okay. Well, today we are talking about just one of the new aspects of the extension library that's on OpenNTF. And the aspect that we're speaking about today is the relational database connectors for XPages. So I'm not sure who needs to kick the discussion off here. Jim, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and just kind of give us the quick intro and what these things are and how they fit into the extension library.
Okay. I guess the relational database work is something that leverages the extension library, or the XPages extensibility. And this is something we spoke about back in August 2010. So as for prototype work, I took the relational database and built it using the XPages extensibility framework and demoed that at Lotusphere in January of this year. That was kind of just kind of simple properties, basic create, update, delete statements based on JDBC. So Phil has kind of taken that work and he'll really productize that into something pretty, that's really tightly integrated into XPages, and provides JDBC. The ability to actually swap in your own JDBC driver and connect to different JDBC-based relational database sources. I guess the kind of key features around it are the ability to do queries, long queries that read only that will just page in as required, using JDBC row sets if the JDBC driver supports that to do updates and caching, and also the integrated JDBC query add functions.
Well, and from the developer side, I mean, it looks like this is kind of like using the view control on an XPage. Is that right?
Yeah. So some of the nice work that Phil done is implement some of the interfaces that's required to actually work with the Domino view control. So the view panel. So before you would just drag on a view panel and it really just works with a Domino view. Now you get all that nice functionality that's built into the view panel, but it can be backed by a relational database.
Okay, well, so you get
those nice features like paging and sorting on all the columns.
Okay, well, let me switch over to Phil real quick. And Phil, do you think you would be able to walk us through kind of how to set this up so that if I want this on my Domino server, what I would need to do?
Sure. So the first thing you need to do is to have a Domino 853 server. That's a constraint we have because we wanted to take advantage of the latest extension points we put on 853. So you have to be one of their lucky guy that have access to 853 CD5. So this is the first thing. So you need an 853 server. But if you're not a lucky guy that has access to the managed beta, then you know we hope that 853 will be available publicly later this year without all the disclaimers behind that. So you have to install 853. Then just get the latest version of the extension lib. If you look at the OpenNTF website, now you'll see that you have two zip files for the extension lib. One which is -852 ending with this, and one that is ending with -853. So I think their names really tell. And if you want to use the relational database stuff, you need to install the 853 one. And you have nothing more to do than just installing this. It's ready and up for running. Now, if you launch this extension library, you'll see that there is a new NSF, which is called xpages.jdbc.nsf. So this is very similar to the xpages.ext.nsf, except that it shows the relational functionality of the extension library. We did it this way because right now the extension library is still supporting 852 and 853. When the extension library will be tailored really for 853, then the two NSFs will be merged. But when right now, it's a separate NSF. Go to this NSF and go to the homepage, go to the setup button, and it will automatically create a relational database for you. In fact, in order to be able to demo quickly the functionality, we bundled a relational database engine with the extension library, which is the Apache Derby engine. So it's not intended to be used in production. I mean, I would not advise you to use this driver and this engine to really put your critical enterprise data in. But for us, it was very convenient to deliver this database because then you can be up to speed as quickly as possible. So when you went to the setup page in the xpages.jdbc.nsf, then you have a button to create the tables, to fill the table with sample data, and then you can navigate the different pages and play with the new controls, the new data sources, and the new behaviors. If you want to connect to your legacy existing databases, which I think is the goal, then you'll need to provide your own JDBC driver, or in fact, connect to your database vendor website, download the JDBC driver, and install it on top of your Domino server. There are several ways to do that, and most of them are documented by Sun as part of a GRE. I mean, they're just saying put the driver in this place in your GRE. But in Xpages, what you can do, you can create a plugin. If you look at how we installed Derby, this is what we did. We created, in fact, what we call the fragment, which is a special kind of plugins that inserts on top of an existing one. So we created this Derby plugin that goes on top of the relational one, and its only role is to wrap the jar files, Derby jar files into the plugin and attach them to the relational database plugin. So it's fairly easy. You have to pass this step. And once you're there, then you'll be able to connect to your existing databases whenever they are Oracle, SQL Server, DB2, in fact, whatever has a JDBC driver available.
All right. Wow, Phil, that was a great explanation. So what would some of the steps that someone would go through an XPage developer go through in, you know, wiring up their app, say, to a view panel, et cetera, that's talking to, you know, a relational database on the back end?
Yeah. So when you connect to a relational database through JDBC, you need to get a JDBC URL that will establish a connection to your database server. Each JDBC URL is different and depends actually on your driver and your database vendor. So go to the documentation of your database vendor and see how such a URL should be formed to connect to your server. But that's fairly easy. Then, what I would advise you is to create a connections document inside Designer. It's not right now an actual new design element in Designer because this requires a Designer extension that is coming right after CD5. So it will be transformed to an actual design element in 8.5.3 final. But for now, it's just a file that you have to create by going to the Eclipse Navigator. You go inside the WebInf directory, you create a JDBC subdirectory, and then you create this file with the extension JDBC. And then it's just a very simple XML file that defines your JDBC URL and your and the different properties to this JDBC URL, like the user you want to use to connect to this database and the password. So be very careful how you're storing the user and the password here to not get this stolen by, you know, by an intention or people. So once you created this document, you name it. So for example, I can name it Bruce.jdbc. And this will make available a connection called Bruce that you can access using GNDI. So GNDI is the Java Native Directory Interface. So it's a way in Java to make available some resources like JDBC connections. And the extension lib runtime is really inserting itself inside GNDI, which means that you can, you have to use this this interface to get the connection. But all the data sources know how to do that. So once your document for the data for the connection is created, then you'll be ready to go. You go to Designer, create a next page, and if you look at the data sources, you'll see that you have two new data sources. One is called JDBC Query, and this data source supports any kind of query as read-only. And there is another one called their JDBC Raw Set that supports also SQL queries but as read-write, which means that this second data source is getting a copy of the data in memory, lets you update the data, and then submit the changes. If your goal is just to display data, I would advise you to use the JDBC query, which will be much more efficient. So you drop those data sources, you fill a set of parameters in the data sources like what is the USQL query, or even simpler, do you simply have a table name or a view name in your database that you want to access? And that's it. Then you can use any other control that you are used to in XPages, like the view panel, for example, but also an edit box, why not, a computed field, every control that has a data binding capability, and you'll be able to bind it to the result of these JDBC data sources as easily as you would bind to a domino view or a domino document. By as easily, this is true when you look at the source code, because we need to extend Designer to provide the same user experience when binding to data. But trust me, the Designer team is working on this.
Well, the connections themselves, I mean, how do you, you know, normally with ODBC or JDBC, you've got to kind of get the driver on the server somewhere anyway. So if I want to connect to a DB2 database, I mean, there's some other setup I've got to do on the server, I would guess.
Well, what you have to do is to provide the JDBC driver's jar files into the domino server. So the easiest way is to get the drivers from IBM, for example, if it's DB2, and drop them inside your library directory in the domino server. So, you know, for example, it's in JVM/lib or /lib/ext, you can do that. The second The second way, which in fact I would advise to do, is to wrap this driver inside an OSGI plugin, inside in fact an OSGI fragment. Point this fragment to the extlib.relational plugin, and just add it to the, you know, to your set of plugins on your Domino server. So that's fairly easy, providing, you know, the jar files. And this is all what you have to do. There is no other configuration. JDBC is not like ODBC. ODBC is requiring some setup at the operating system level. So you go to the control panel and go to ODBC and create the connections. Here you don't need to do that. The connections are really created inside your app and inside the NSF.
Mm-hmm. So for someone who is an ISV and wanted to provide relational database connectivity, say to, you know, some SQL database, there is some way you can make this configurable through your application, right?
This is correct.
Okay. So Phil, you covered a lot there. Jim, is there anything you wanted to add to Phil's thorough walkthrough of these new features?
I guess I'll just cover some of the properties. Once you've configured the connection information, you want to execute a query. So there's a couple of options that kind of evolve in you know, simplicity to complexity. So at the very start, if you just have a table that you want to get information from, you can just simply specify in the SQL table that table name, and the XPages will go and take that table and generate the appropriate query to get all the data. And then you simply just need bind that to your, if you're bound to a view panel, simply specify the actual column names in your query, specify them in the view panel, and your data will appear. If you have something a bit more complex that you want to tailor the query, so they might have some predicates in your query, so you want to add some filters on the in the where clause, you can actually specify the actual the SQL query again as a property and type it in there. Or if it's something you're going to reuse maybe in several places, you can actually take your query and put it in a SQL file and actually and just specify that SQL file, so that if it's something that is a certain employee information that you're getting and you use it in several places, you can just put it in that SQL file. So if it ever changes and you've got that information is used in five different places, you can just modify the SQL file once, and then obviously each application or page will pick up that the source will pick up your changes.
I was going to say, Jim, I saw something in the video that Nicholas produced on the OpenNTF blog where you could parameterize your query with question marks. Can you explain how that works, how you can use, say, view scope variables or whatever you want to really, pump in values to the SQL statement?
Yeah. So again, so the kind of next advanced piece of customization is the parameterization of the SQL query. So it uses, again, it's a kind of standard JDBC format where you use a question mark as a placeholder for a piece of data that you want to bind. So it's in JDBC terms, it's a prepared statement, and then you set values for the first, second, or third question mark. And again, so you can use the SQL parameters property to specify what you want to bind each of those properties to, so that if you've got two question marks, you can create two SQL parameters and specify the value to be something. So either something that's passed in a request parameter, or something that is a view scope variable or it could be something that a bean property that you want to get. So again, using the standard expression language EL, you can specify the bean name dot on whatever property you want it to be, or again, just like the request scope dot whatever value you want to be, and the XPage relational data source will take those parameters, bring them in, and apply them to the appropriate location. Again, it's kind of first, second, third in that order, and then execute your query, and it makes it very, very simple.
And Bruce mentioned the video on the OpenNTF blog, and that actually is a pretty nice walkthrough of some of the steps that you would do to add these things to the page. Just kind of out of curiosity from a design standpoint, when you're designing something like this, do you start with the API, like how you want it to look, you know, on the page and let designers interact with it and then kind of build the code around that? Or do you start with the code and then let the API kind of fall out based on, you know, sort of how the code is going? I'm just curious.
Well, we start by designing the APIs and actually what we want to produce, and then we write the code based on this.
Okay, because I mean, it looks like not only are these things really easy to use, I mean, to the point that the JavaScript at functions, you know, are just very straightforward. They use JSON, things like that. But, you know, it, I guess nice job in terms of fitting this so nicely into the XPages framework, because it looks like it just sort of drops in there. So.
Yeah, thank you. But, you know, it's also based on experience and the feedback we got from you guys on how, you know, we make things easier. So if you look at XPages, I think we start to really gather experience on building, let's say, XPages APIs. Let's put it this way. And I believe that these at JDBC functions are just following this, you know, based on our experience. I think we understand, you know, what is needed here.
All right. So are there any features that are not part of the current extension library as far as, you know, this database connectivity goes that will be coming soon that you can talk about, guys?
So from a relational database standpoint, there is something, a feature that we want to put in, but we're lacking a good design for now. So we are requesting your help. To help us, you know, making it good right now. So when we define the connection, we define the connection inside the database, which is good because it makes the database completely independent from any other parameters. But this might not be enough. We might want to define some kind of global connections that are shared between all the databases. So when you create the NSF, you rely on a connection called Jellion. And you don't know where this connection is coming from. It can be defined inside the NSF or it can be defined outside of the NSF. And we're looking for some help here on how should we define these external connections outside of the NSF, which means it's exactly the same file, the same XML file defining the connection, but where it should be located. Should it be in the file system? Should it be in the NAB? Should it be in a different database that replicates? So we are requesting some help here, and particularly you guys that are very experienced into deploying these applications. So you know, you can. We really want to leverage you here.
Mm-hmm. So how would people get their preferences for this to you guys?
Go to the OpenNTF extension project and to the forum, and please submit your ideas.
Okay. We did have two questions that were posted on the OpenNTF blog that people had regarding these new features, and I'm going to read them off. The first one is by Cigar, which was, can the ORM framework like Hibernate and Ibatus be used with these new technologies?
So we haven't tried it, but I don't see any blocker. Ibatis or Hibernate are connecting to relational databases and deserializing the Java objects to the relational databases. Those are persistent frameworks. They're using JDBC connections, so as long as you can feed them with a JDBC connection, then you should be able to use them, particularly in the XPages implementation. We made the connections available through JNDI exactly the same way a web application server like WebSphere or WASI or even Tomcat are making available these connections. So again, we haven't tried it, but I do not see any blocker. And I would love to see some projects experimenting this. Why not having another OpenNTF project using Hibernate and connecting to relational databases through the new connections we're making available this way? That would be very interesting.
Okay. And then Pommy Lord had a question, which was, what about connecting up to SAP using, again, these new relational database capabilities with XPages?
So as far as I know, and I'm not a specialist of SAP, but SAP is based on the client-server architecture, which means that you do not directly connect to the relational database holding the SAP data, but you're calling some SAP services. I remember, you know, the BAPI APIs and other interfaces to SAP, which means that you cannot use the relational database connectors to connect to SAP unless, again, you want to directly connect to the SAP table, but I don't think this is what you want to do. Now, if you look at how the relational data sources are implemented, in fact, we just layered the implementation. XPages is very extensible, and you can create your own data sources. Fine. Simply creating a data source from scratch, it's kind of a large amount of work, and it requiring you kind of a deep knowledge of the XPages extensibility API. So what we did in the extension DB is that we produced some intermediate data sources that are implementing most of the behaviors of a data source, and they are just asking you for the data itself. So basically, there are two methods to implement, which is give me how many rows you have in your data source, and give me the content of this row. As long as you're able to implement that in Java, then you can create your own data source. And why not then having this data source connecting to SAP or to any other ERP system? So you cannot connect with that using the relational database, but we have all the base classes that you can use to create your own data source connecting to these systems. And if you want to contribute the new data sources to OpenNTF, then you're more than welcome.
So if people want to, I guess, download this and start playing with it, and maybe make their own data sources, then really the place to go is extlib.openntf.org. The video that Bruce and I were talking about that kind of goes through, sort of using the library and some of the features of it, is on the OpenNTF blog. We will link to that from the show notes, along with obviously a link to the library. Phil, you mentioned 853CD5. Now, we can't really provide a download link for that, but if you are in the managed beta program, then that's going to be something right there too. And you know, people kind of complain sometimes. They're like, "Oh, well, that's not fair. You know, it's going to be 853CD5, and I don't have that, and I'm not in the program. So, that's what a horrible thing." And if you're starting to think along those lines, then let me just remind you that it's probably better that way, because you're allowing the people that are on that beta program to find the bugs for you and get them fixed before it goes gold. So that's probably going to end up being a pretty good thing for everyone in the long run. But, what else? I guess, we can, I think the next step is for people to actually start kind of downloading and looking at this thing. Also on the OpenNTF server, there is the set of slides from Packlug, where there's even more information about this library. And what did we miss? What else do we need to tell people? Phil, anything else?
No, I think we covered this feature pretty extensively.
Okay, good. Jim, how about you?
No, nothing else to add. That's been good. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, Bruce, I think that's a wrap then. And, thank everyone for listening. And Phil and Jim, thanks very much for being on the podcast. And I think that's all we got.
Yep. So head on over to extlib.openntf.org to download the extension library. Also, in the documentation section over there, you're going to find a really neat slide deck, Symfony slide deck that Phil put together with some goodness on how to do things using relational databases. So again, thanks, guys, and we'll hope to get you guys back on for more features that are coming to X Pages really soon.
You'll see us sooner than you expect.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Someone's at the door. Oh, wait. What? Phil's at the door? Jim's at the door? All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.